one of the chitzitzes, so we're just filling in a couple of the inyanim which we skipped, and we mentioned this, and a couple of simanim. So Mechaber discusses, you walk into shul and you want to have a talis or tefillin, you want to just go ahead and borrow a person's things. So there's a famous klal, Nichil Inshil of Mitzvah Mamani, the person is very, very happy when he's doing mitzvahs with his mamon. And therefore, based on that, Mechaber writes, Mutalitel talis chaveri varchala, it's mutter to take your friend and to go and make a bracha, because the klal person wants his objects to be used for Hamaisa Mitzvah. And Mishra comes along and Mechaber gives a couple of tanoim in order for this to be true. Number one, he says you have to make sure to fold it up and put it back the way you found it. No one wants you to take the talis or tefillin and not fold it back and put it back in the proper eifin. The only time is we wonder if it's going to be put back in the same place. Mishra says dafka bakrai. It's only if it once in a while. No one wants you to not buy your talis and tefillin, just come every day and use your talis and tefillin. The topic about Korah, if it's once in a while, the person is nichilate to such a thing, but if it's going to be a kavias, it's going to be awesome. Even at Korah, time number 3 is Dafka Bo'isei Makim. You only want to use in that place. So, Bo'isei Mi'Beisei, the Beisei Knesset, Ifka Aser, why the Efshin of Makvela, Vevegezel? That the person's only nichel if it's in the same place. You take it somewhere else, the person maybe does not want to go to somewhere else, and therefore that's going to be awesome. And the last tonight, this is a very big yisuid. Sure, he's not from people got them, but this comes up like in many different sites on halacha, this yisuid, that the only time it's mutter is why is it mutter? We have umdin of the guy with the maskim and nichel to the mitzvah of my night. So what are we doing? Make up umdin. Maybe umdin is not true. Minastam, that situation. I was like to people got them. The only time a Samach and Umdinah is really based on Rishonim and Rav Pesachim. The only time a Samach Umdinah is a Chazaka is if you're not able to be Mabarit. If you could find out whether the Umdinah is true, then you have no right to be Simcha. It's the only time you're walking on Shabbos, you can't call the guy, or the guy's not around, or the 4 telephones, right? So you're going to be Mabarit. Then we say there's a cloud and it's not a person wants to know, but if you're able to Mabarit, then you have to be Mabarit. So this is something that comes up all the time, that any time you'd be Samech the guy Umdun Chazaka, there's Umdun Chazaka, lets everyone use it. If the guy's around, you have to go ahead and ask him. It's only if you can. Only can he has the Bachrim, let's say, a lot of times the Bachrim Jews, the guy leaves something. So Umdun the guy left and he's Mafkert. If he leaves a deer, I'm stumbling, like, he doesn't care about it. That's true, but if you're able to get in touch with him, you have to call him up. If you can't get in touch with him, then you would not have to call him up. But yes?
Sorry, like, he was around, or something.
What? There's a round of your way to getting in touch with someone. So Mechaber says, Talis Tefillin you're allowed to, but Svarim is also. Why? Because maybe Svarim you're going to end up ripping it, and since it's going to rip it, why are you using it if a person is going to be Makbid? Now the Mitzias is that he's saying Svarim is not people are Makbid. Mitzias is, I would think that nowadays it switches the Mitzias. If you walk into shul and see something where you Talis Tefillin, you'd be happy? Huh? Probably not so happy, right? Masha Inking. It's fine already, you guys. You're using Gemara. People are not so macronic about it. So the Matthias in most places, I think maybe the Matthias really changed. The Talis and Tefillin pocket, maybe people would be macronic and you would not have to have the Umdin to say you can use the Poshus. But by Svarim, probably if you're in the same place and you're not moving around, then Mestama, there will be Umdin of the person who will allow. In a case, Svarim depends, I guess it depends where a little bit. In Yeshiva's mirror already, a lot of people are Makbid because if you move the safer 2 feet in the mirror, you never see it again, never comes back. And so your mom is from Koima. It's different, like a good portion of the Svarim Yeshiva, right? Also, believe us, because anyone's been there for a while, there's been a veteran Yeshiva's mirror already, there's some Svarim. The guy is Makbid, he tells you, I'm Makbid, this whole thing. For most of us, it's also, right? I'm telling you, nowadays, some people aren't Makbid. Now, if the guy was also B'li Yishos, it's nothing to talk about. You want to know, if it doesn't say also B'li Yishos, it's supposed to be the Halacha. Then Shiva Samir, I'll tell you like this. If you're in, like, Beis Yishaya, then maybe we can start clarifying, because the Mubacher doesn't know what's going on. But anybody, if any other Beit Midrashim, if you're having a light, you'll know, if they're also B'li Yishos.
Even in the same place?
No. If the guy was also B'li Yishos.
No, so even if it says that, even if you, it doesn't write anything. Just using it.
The thing is, normal places you can walk into this space, manage if you can see.
In the mirror.
Paris Abayas Nachas River, Paris Abayas, very interesting. Okay, let's see what it says. Oh, okay. Very nice.
Like in the shul, right? In the shul, so, they have like all the Abrechim need, like their Gemaras and stuff.
Huh?
Like where they're in the shul, and all the Abrechim have their good.
And if you put it right back, so the person doesn't mind. But like in a place like Yeshiva, which things just like disappear, never ever come back and forever gone. So then, some of them would not do it. Now, in terms of borrowing a talis and making a bracha, so it says, that's a talis shul, it's part of me. From Yabar or Chavei, talis and Ksutz is a part of me, not with the part of 30 days. Except Ksutz, Kavlesh, Lachem. After Laman Yoim, then Yichayim, the Darabon, and Vishnation, and Rikesh, like you borrow something, it's not yours, it's not going to be Chitz. Chitz is only if you own it. If you don't own it, it's not going to. I'm saying if you borrow already, if it has Sitzes, then you're able to make a bracha right away. Why you have to make a bracha right away? Because Mustama, if he lend it to you, it's like Daiti Dachi, in order to make a bracha. The only way to make a bracha is if a guy gives you to Matan Masla Haksa. Therefore, if a guy is lending you his palace, Mustama, it's a Das Matan Masla Haksa. Now, this is an interesting halacha, because before you lend this halacha, you knew that? When you're lending the guy the talis, like you're remaking it to him, and it's Matan Masla Haksa. I think most people like don't know that. I think just lending the person. So it's a little bit of a sayest kashad. He said that since the only way to do it is like that, even though I didn't have that skinion, but perhaps I know he's going to make a bracha, and therefore that's what I mean, or not. Shmuel says either way, Yesh machimim shisayvan shalai varechan kenosim befeish matam asahaksa, yes, befeish matam asahaksa. Spura says that it's better to ask the person, please give it to me as a present with Matan Masla Haksa, and that's the better thing to do. Now if you're borrowing a talis in order not to wear it for davening, you're wearing just more for kavod, for aliyah, or by a bris, already there's a whole discussion in that type of situation whether you can make a bracha or not. Being that you're not using it for levisha, just a levisha so kavod, in that situation are you able to go ahead and make a bracha or not.
You are?
No, that's a, I'm saying it's a shy way to make a bracha. The maisa comes out of maisa in that situation, one should not make a bracha. He says, Mishra brings down like this, that bar talis of aliyah, lav neitevel, leduchen, only shum kavod, you'll make a bracha, because maybe over there it's just lamalbush, the kavod, you never really want to be makneh them. Yesh chalkin chosavim mevarchim. David Derechaim says, the best eitz is, have dasi not been kind of the talis, and in order they should make a bracha, and it's the only time the minig is make a bracha, is dafka if you bar it, b'shas tefillah, let's display, which you're using it just for aliyah, for some like, for just the covet, then you're not making a bracha. So this is all by talis of Ishpratu. What about talis shel kal? The talis of the tzibur. So there the shaila is, that could be talis of tzibur. Everyone owns it. It's for everyone. It's by the people, for the people. Right? And they get it right? Okay. And therefore, Mishmur says that maybe I die to come with Chila, that anyway, bars it should be his or not. Mishmur seems to say, but tell us that Tzibur, you would always go ahead and make a brach. And the Be'er Lachim brings down his Natsal Pasha, Maisashim Mazam, and Melechashim Tassi Beis, Mashal Lachis has a tshuva, and they say, the Maisashim is that you cannot make a bracha in a situation, not like the Mishabra, in a situation where a person is just doing it, like covered Ba'amma, the situation is you don't make a bracha. So therefore, you buy a bris. And you know the mechavi you to whatever the mechavi with, you run a talis. So that for sure you don't make a bracha, right? That's a talis of the yachid. A talis of the yachid kav dam. You don't make a bracha, even if it's a shul's talis. And you know there's a Shabbos bris and it's a shul's talis. There are some mishpura says you could make a bracha once a kavin. The mice of the minhag olam is not for one to go make a bracha.
If you're wearing your own, let's say the bris, bring your own talis.
It's regular visha. I'm saying it's regular visha, and then you would go ahead and make a bracha.
Even if it's just for COVID.
Yeah, your own. Yeah, your own. You're just. It'd be better maybe to have in mind maybe, but you became a sitzes with it. Yeah.
Shlomo Zalman is talking even when you wear it for davening.
No. Davening, for sure, you make a bracha. So it's chazal b'gad. Anytime you wait for dam, basically, it's like that. Anytime you wait for dam, you make a bracha.
And even if you're
going to
actually say
matamas. Right, but better say matamas. When you're doing lekavet, the maisa, if it's yours, you make a bracha. Anything else, the maisa, the minig is not like the mishabra, the minig is that one cannot make a bracha. Now, in terms of. Yeah, wearing tzitzis in Beis HaKvaris. So it says Tileta, which is the Beis HaKvaris, it shouldn't be Nigal HaKvaris. There's going to be like Reish. So that's on the olden days where they used to put a tzitzis on a malvish, which they wore for themselves. Nowadays, only Yishei Mitzvah. Whenever the tzitzis is Magula, it's going to be considered a like Reish, and you should tuck your tzitzis in. It's going to be go to Levaya, you go to Beis HaKvaris, you should tuck your tzitzis in. So I'm sure discusses, let's say you go to Kavar Rachel. Does that apply? Or if you go to a katan, does it apply? What's the shayla? The shayla is that there is no leg v'reish if you have a kiyum mitzvah. If you have a kiyum mitzvah, then there's a problem leg v'reish. If there is no chiyuv, then there's no leg v'reish. So it's very interesting with Shabura, which I find is a fascinating. Shabura brings down from the Birim Galim, he says like this: Yesh chalak to the isha and a katan. What's the difference? He said that even the katan doesn't have a mitzvah, but maybe he's a gogol. Is a gilgal of somebody who was in Chayav Mitzvah, so that was like Roish. Came back round two, died when he was a kid. Didn't have a chance to do the mitzvahs. Tremendous tsar, and therefore the kata there is a like Roish. What about by Nashim? He said, but that cloud, I don't flip it. The last gilgal, it wasn't the pshat like, your wife was a man last time, and this time she has done shalat bayis because she chewed out. No, it's not. Happy was to talk again. Oh, the women I feel guilty. Maybe last time I was a man and I didn't chew my wife. I was a little. So no, okay. And what? Whatever, it's a little kacha. And that cloud doesn't get flipped. Yeah, you could come a Google and strong dish bring that and come back as a dog, as a rock. But to go as from a man to a nashim is not something which happens, and therefore there won't be any labor age. The nice of Stipler brings down that the minig is also to make a nashim does my writ. Another say that still be labor age, part of kumitzis, part whatever, and the minig is even by Kevar Rachel to being makbid to
give it to Liga as well.
Yeah, I mean, the minig is to lachachir to makbid by all of them, and that's the minig.
Like, the
Sometimes I have a minyan over there, so why is it like Rosh Palace? Tefillin, the whole davening into like Rosh. So the minig is based on that. They only do it like number one b'derek klal when it's a kever b'fnei asmai. In other words, like kever rachel is a separate place. Something which is like a separate kever b'fnei asmai is not a basic kfaris. It's one thing. And the word is that when you're doing the kovid of the tzaddik, it's a kovid that it says they make yeshiva al kivra, right? I think Mar says in Kami Yitzayin. Tezayin maybe it was yeshiva al kivra. That when you're doing a little kovid of the tzaddik, therefore it's not like the race. So. But that kind of do only in places that have a separate everything, a separate thing, and then that's the Havana why they do it.
The
Kormler
on the side of the
root,
is there?
What? The Kormler on the side. You're supposed to look at the tzitzis. You mentioned that some of the many mitzvahs count. Reisim Maisai is a mitzvah, and every single time a person looks at Riyah, maybe the Schiris, maybe the Asiyah, and every time a person looks at it, he gets a mitzvah. Harbi's a mitzvah lech, the tzitzis b'yad smal, it's kind of libish as krishma. You should hold it in your left hand b'shah as krishma, it brings down the rizal, b'in k'mitz l'zeres, you get the pashas tzitzis, and you're holding it in both hands, and yabibem, yibiyod yashim giyah, l'amonu v'nachon l'ad, v'azinosh get tzitzis, son riyadim. You hold them in your hands until you get the namalech malad, and then you kiss it, and then you put it down. So that's put down to put the tzitzis on your eyes. Yesh noigim l'stakah b'tzitzis again. The reason why it's alita is some alinayim and a gafu chiv mitzvah. It's a good mini gafu. Gam noigim k'sas l'nasha tzitzis b'shas shroy bem a kol chiv mitzvah. And it doesn't mean like that. You know, when you say tzitzis, you put it against your eyes and you kiss it. Some makam mamish put against their eyes. Say some zamde began to put against his glasses. Not mam, pass his eyes. Also, his like alei nine as well. And some zamde did it in that, you know, that, and that's it.
That's against his eyes, not because he touched it.
terms of the size of the tzitzis, so it's brought down that the tzitzis should be yudbezak gedolim. How big is that? You know, according to Chazis, about 11.4 inches, and that's the chila size of the tzitzis. So the question is, let's say the tzitzis afterwards got ruined and it got smaller. The question is, what's going to be the halacha? Something called kidei. There's a concept which finding more menachos that once it's just as kosher, even when it gets smaller, it's not going to become puzzle unless it comes very, very small. So the Gemara says that if it's gedei aniva kol achutim, then it's going to be kosher. It even means that for the chut, you can like tie it around like a slipknot around other chutim, then that's called gedei aniva, and that's going to be kosher. How much gedei aniva? So the gedei aniva is be'erech, a little bit under 5 millimeters. The Chaim Noah's share is going to be 4 centimeters, and the Chazanah's share is going to be 4.8 centimeters. That's going to be the share of that's going to be shared of Kedei Aniva. The right Yudbe's Gedolim was 28.8 according to the Chazanah, and 24.0. So two sheets brought down the Mechal. I have no time. This is right. Two sheets brought down the Mechal. The first sheet is if all kedei aniva, then it's going to be kosher, and even pull them rip, it's going to be kosher. If you have one string which is totally ripped, then it's going to be possible. So therefore, if you have, so it just depends. If a person is makri, they can sit to keep it separate for this side, for that. When you're winding out, sometimes it gets mixed in. But if you keep it separate, for this side or one, for that side or the one. So if one string is ripped off totally on one side, it's going to be kosher, because you have kedei aniva of the other one. I'm saying if from two sides it's totally ripped off and it's less than kedei aniva, so then the lach is then it's going to be possible, being that you don't have.
Show how much aniva is
for
how much is four? Yeah, how much would be?
I think it's about here. So four is like each inch is about 2.4, right? So that's like two inches, like that. So kids, if you have one chut which is totally ripped off, it's going to be possible. Therefore, you have two sides totally ripped off, it's going to be possible. The second thing is in the time says only kasher, you have to have two which are shlemim, two which have the full share. If you don't have two which are going to be yubeis gedolim, two which are going to be the full share, then it's going to be possible. So therefore, even if they're all kedei aniva, if they all get kedei aniva, but if you only have two which are shlemim, then you're going to have a problem. So once you already have three which are cut off, so a lot of times you don't know we have two which shleimim. You know, you're sure a lot of times. And if it's three for one side, if you're medactic, which my thing was we are medactic, three for one side, then you lost two shleimim. And then already it's going to be passed. So how do we pass again? So Mishmur passes a lochik is svar rishreina. The Iker didn't like the svar rishreina, that if you have all them k'tei aniva, it's going to be kasher. But heicha de evshe v'toiv lochishe bin antam, it's tayyip to chishuv in the town. There are more things that no yigun in the town. So Mishmur points like this: it's pashet that if this is what you have, it's mutter to make a bracha. A lot of times we come over like doing seder, this is a rift, and the ok de aniva, but not all shalim. You don't run home. You can make a bracha on the Mishmur writes. If you have another option, so then you should go and make a bracha on the something else. But if you don't have another option or continue wearing it, then it's going to be okay. Who even becomes a little bit zebra because of it? How about you wear this one and you can make a bracha on it. Sif Gimel brings down that what's kedei aniva? What do you need kedei aniva? Rashi says it's the anaf, it's the strings. According to the Ri, even if it's in the knots, all the strings fall off, and you have knots, then it's going to be kasher. Minigam karashi, because the afshi is just a chalavis. Minigam about seems like rashi. So why afshi can be slimach on the Ri? Over here he says that, so because a lot of times, this is a totally cut off. So we don't know, like, what do we do now? So the etzem, minigam is like rashi, that when you match it, so why afshi, you could be slimach on the Ri, and then you can make it. Which means it's about as posh that you can make a bracha in that case. Says you allowed to wear the baguette. So the bad taiva, if it's taiva she should go and be get all the tzitzis, she should be mekel. You don't have to go get another tzitzis, you don't have it. Or you can mistreat the tzibur, says don't mistreat the tzibur. Sorry. All the way around, sorry. Over here he says that lo yavsha means if there aren't any other tzitzis, you can say mechandari, don't make a bracha on it. He's the vada, you can't go out, just rabbi with it. Okay, so what do you do if the string is totally off? Very simple. Shabu says, untie all the knots, and then redo it again. Let's say it's ripped all here, right? Kids have his kids, right? They ride the bikes, it gets ripped off. Like,
every day.
So kids, what you do is you just like untie the knots. Like, you have to untie all of them because Tassel and Asli. You untie them, and just do it again. And then, because Batsim is not Makiv, the Makiv of the knots.
Hey, both sides, they have to be both sides.
You one, right? One knot and one.
One knot and one knot and some, whatever. So you know, you tie down to. You know, you untie it, and that would be a eitz and that type of situation. So there's two chokin, it's a tzitzis, and it's treles. But again, wearing treles was man as that, so there, you know, it's a long arichas in the. Over the years, there have been many attempts to snap the regina. The other is saying that they found trilas with all sorts of different simonim, and which are similar to the trilas. And there have been many attempts to start wearing trilas. So the neat thing, I guess, is chilak halacha, chilak hashkafa. You know, chilak halacha just says, I guess, the trilas is not the trilas. No, it's chilak. Hashkafa that you know, basically he said on the regina, he said like this, that if you would come along and say he found a new animal, he went to the African forest and he found the tchelis over there, so then he'd be able to accept that. But to say that Kleisel had it all the years, there's no one realized it, and it was just mamash lefanecha, so he says I can't accept such a attitude of skin design. They've always had it, and we just didn't have this because, and just sitting in front of us, we didn't have it. So they're basically the hell. You know, so it's a chedek hashkafa. I mean, again, some rayas back and forth. Yeah, so much mice maybe sounds like there is, so much mice that there isn't. You know, Ryashim Chuba writes that, you know, there's been so many attempts. You want to wear 10 different pairs of scissors, like a Scheinberg, or 30 different pairs, depending on the types of the Hilson. Maybe, but yeah, you know, it's a suffix, like it is, not ma'akev. So therefore, you know, he says therefore there's no reason to go ahead and do it. So in the Lamaisa, let's say if I would be the Galadar, let's talk right now. Okay. So if I would be the Galadar, you know, what do you lose by wearing tchilas? So the only thing from we have to learn at the tzitzis, the doctor can makbid that the strings should be the same color as the talis. So if the strings are blue and tzitzis are white, so then you're losing that medaktik. Well, that's the only thing you're losing, not losing anything else. What might you be gaining? You might be gaining trelis, you know, mari teka mitzvah. Yeah, I'll say, you know, midi sveka like nafka. So I'll say, you know, if I was the Galah Adar, so you know, I strongly would consider it. But being that I didn't get there yet, being that I'm not the Galah Adar, in as much as the Galah Adar don't wear tchilas, I didn't wear it, or Yashin didn't wear it, Yashin Hissin doesn't wear it, and therefore, being that the Yisrael don't wear tchelis, and you know, this is more of a klayisol tikka shayla, it's not like a pratis tikka thing, and the tzur of klayisol then nimsar to every single person, it's nimsar more to Gedali Adar, and you know, to make these type of decisions, and it's mostly Gedali Adar decided that not to wear it, and the correct thing would be not to wear it. And they're not going to have any tefillah on your shemayim why you didn't wear it. You following the Adar and didn't wear it, and therefore, I think the correct thing is not to wear it at this point.
But if you borrow from someone, they have to make a bracha.
Yeah, you make a bracha on it, but you can make a bracha on it, it's not a problem. But to go around, do something faster, which. Yeah, so the chesu was saying, no, they didn't give him an audience, it's just whatever. Come on. I had a friend of mine who was like, you know, very